Ons is Parel 96.7 FM, jou harmonie van klanke.
All right, it's on the line with us. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing? It's so nice having you online with us. First, tell our listeners, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was fantastic. How was your weekend?
Yeah, mine was in pain. Sorry. Mine ended in pain.
Oh, that's a shame. What happened?
I did the 109-kilometer race yesterday, the Cape Town Cycle Tour. And I must say, now, you know, you regret things afterwards, but no, I don't.
But we're all proud of you, Lyndon. You are doing it for the citizens of Paarl.
Yes.
You're making us proud. You're promoting well-being. So it's really something to be proud of. And it's like a bruises that you get from a war. You know?
From a war.
from a war.
All right. Mary, can you briefly explain what foot and mouth disease is and why it's such a serious concern for livestock farmers and also for the Western Cape economy?
So foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious viral disease that affects cloven-hoofed animals. The virus causes blisters and sores in the mouth in the mouth, so that is your gums, your lips and the tongue, resulting in difficulty in eating, and excessive drooling is also often seen. The blisters and the sores also occur between the toes, causing the animals to limp and not want to walk around. So especially in dairy cows, sores can develop on teats, causing a drop in milk production, and can lead to mastitis, which can then have a lifelong effect on the cows, and they may need to be culled for welfare and production purposes. So so that's where you see the economic impact that it has. We've also seen that calves are very susceptible, and you can have a big spike in mortalities amongst the calves as well.
Right, now what are the main signs and symptoms of foot and mouth disease that farmers and livestock owners must look out for?
So, as I mentioned, the blisters and the sores in the mouth, so the gums and the lips and the tongue, are raw and painful, making it difficult for the animal to eat, and often causes drooling. Mm. The blisters and sores between the toes as well, where the hooves join the skin, and this can cause the animal to limp and not want to walk around.
Okay.
And then you'll also see that it develops the sores that's developed on the teats as well, which results in the milk production drop.
Right, now, why is early reporting so critical in stopping the spread of the disease?
So, as mentioned, if you have a sick animal, they lose weight, and then they do not want to grow and produce, you know, they produce less milk. The calves may die because they are more susceptible. The large amount of money is spent on controlling and containing the disease. So, and the other impact is, of course, that countries that do not have the disease will not buy animals and meat products from South Africa when the disease spreads.
Okay, what should someone do immediately if they suspect foot and mouth disease on their farm and in their community?
They must immediately report if they suspect the case, report it to a Western Cape Department of Agriculture state veterinarian. They can visit our website, which is www.alsenberg.com, if they want to find their nearest state veterinarian. They can also contact their municipality, but also what they can do is they can actually contact there's a hotline, a foot and mouth disease hotline that's also formed. So they can also dial that hotline and actually just press, if the prompter will give you an option to press 1, which is for FMB support.
Okay.
And that hotline number is 080-928-4102.
Okay,
can I repeat that again?
If you don't mind, 080?
080-928-4102.
Right, now what happens after the case has been reported? How does the vet team respond?
So essentially what they would do is we if there are clinical signs, that's something to look at, but unless it's actually being tested by a lab as positive, one can't actually declare it positive. So they would take samples and they would have it sent for test, and then once it's confirmed, then they take the necessary step.
Right, so gesels Mary James van die Departement van Landbou hier in Elsenburg. Mary, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for sharing and sharing some light on foot and mouth disease, especially the reporting and why early detection is so important. You must have a great day and all of the best in fighting this disease.
Sorry, I see you're fast as the bicycle you were riding yesterday, but there is two things that I like to add so that citizens are aware of what they need to actually know.
Mm.
So is it okay if I add just two?
Yes, you
two
may. Yes, you may. Kleine goeikies.
So the main thing about foot and mouth disease is it's actually spread by humans. So we must actually be more mindful of how we practice biosecurity. And in that, what does that mean? It means that people need to be aware of how they spread the disease. So this can happen through vehicles, through clothes that are going from one farm to another, and it's not sanitized properly. The tires of vehicles and things like that as well. So if this virus, the virus can spread indirectly through these, these ways. And so it's important to actually ensure that people take the necessary steps. So I just want to alert everyone, if they do, go to a farm, and if they do want to, support this sector, they must just make sure that they take the necessary steps in order to reduce the spread or actually prevent the spread of this outbreak. So thank you very much for your time, Lyndon.
No, thank you.
Was that from my side?
Okay. All of the best. And once again, all of the best with fighting the spread and the spread of this disease, and also in helping all the farmers and the communities fight this. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care then. 96.7 FM, meer musiek, meer Afrikaans, jou harmonie van klanke.